Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, High Deck Socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Hey, everybody. Happy leap year. Heart Month. We've got a great doubleheader today. Anne Marchetti, she's a mayoral candidate for Lauderdale by the Sea. She's a longtime guest, a consultant, and community change advocate. She's returning along with Tasha Hayes. She's the co-founder of the innovative Hurdle Apparel high-tech socks and fashion and fabric specialist. Then some Bob Guido wisdom, some emails. Anne Marchetti, running for office. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
So glad to be here with you, Bob.
You know, Anne, give us some background on yourself and the great programs that you initiated, helped initiate here in Illinois, and your the running for mayor in Florida.
Sure. Well, you probably know that for over 30 years, through various initiatives, I've embodied three principles: connect, create, and sustain. These aren't just words, but they're principles that I brought to life. And what I've done my whole life is connect with people of all walks of life to create programs and institutions and structures and then sustain them for future generations. And I did that with Forward DuPage in Illinois. I did that with school-based health centers in Illinois. I did that with social service organizations expanding care and coverage to kids. And I moved to Florida 16 years ago and have been passionate about this little community that I live in, Lauderdale by the Sea. And I got involved here in the exact same way, connecting with my neighbors, playing tennis on the tennis courts, then began revitalizing our local park, got involved with the garden club and brought a honey microbee apiary into town and a farmer's market.
I hope you had your orthotics. I hope you had your orthotics in your tennis shoes. But you know what?
Always, Dr. Bob.
Right. What brought us together all those years ago was the tremendous importance of childhood obesity, and really running with the awareness fact. Obesity is as big a problem today, childhood obesity, as it was then. And bringing together all of these different communities. This is what you did so well. Whether it was the medical community, whether it was the insurance world, good luck to us, whether it was the community involvement in order, and I think they had a run of about 10 years, you know, the importance of early education of health and wellness. You know, I wrote articles at the time called Let's Get Them Walking, where I wanted the schools to include walking, and I remember that was a tremendous passion. So you're going to get a shot maybe as mayor of a town to put them on the right foot, pardon the pun.
You're exactly right. It's time to have more resident input here where I live, more transparency in the decisions they're making, and really getting the community engaged. I said recently at a meeting with some local residents, how many of you have been to a commission meeting and two people raised their hand? I said, how many of you watched it on the television or the internet and two people raised their hand? I said, how many times has an elected official been to visit you in this building? And a woman said, never. And I said, that's why I'm running for office, because it's time to engage with the community. Why would we make decisions about people unless we engage with them, which is exactly what I did with Forward DuPage and obesity prevention.
Yes, and when there's a good cause that's not throwing politics in people's faces, that's not mixed up in the middle of controversy, but like, nobody argues with health and wellness. Nobody argues with our children's health. You know, on the Sports Doctor for years, I call it the mental game, where we talk all about these aspects, whether it's pressure on the kids of young athletes, whether it's pressure on their grandparents to see who's playing, or the idea of getting everybody in physical shape so they can survive pickleball. You know, education is a big part of what we're talking about. And I guess, again, you know, in this day and age, it's funny, you know, with so much social media and all of these other things. When is your election, Ann?
So the election is March 19th, Dr. Bob. And actually, what you were just saying is so relevant to this little tiny town that I live in with 6,000 residents. We just had this morning somebody committed suicide in our local park, a mental health issue gone untreated. And you're talking about pressure that people have in their everyday lives and not enough treatment out there, not enough resources in the hands of people that really need it. And so, again, all over America, making sure that health and wellness is a priority for everyone, both physical well-being and mental health being, is really going to be critical for our future.
You know, you mentioned connect, create, and sustain. I'll throw out another three words for you that we talk about on the Sports Doctor for 40 years, give or take a few weeks, and that's awareness, education, and the positive action. And the idea, again, of bringing in an awareness, which is so important, you know, we're talking about these kinds of principles. And again, it's interesting whether it is the senior and super senior population or whether it, again, it is the youth population, the idea of trying to stay healthy and pay attention to what counts, the world of nutrition, the mental health side of things. I have experts on all the time, again, talking about, yes, we're making a great progress. I think we helped pave the way whenever it was, 2013 with Forward, the idea of, you know, trying to get childhood obesity to become a something that everybody understood how important it was. And the ideas of then getting people involved. What's the place, Ann, people could find out about you and your campaign? What's the best site?
Marchetti, the number 4, mayor.com. That's Marchetti, the number 4, mayor, Mayor.com. And I'd love to have people let me know what's important to them. When my neighbors hear this, this is what I've been doing, walking door to door, talking with them about what's important, health and wellness and fresh air. I worked a lot with our local businesses to bring outdoor dining. People want to be outside. They want fresh air and sunshine, you know, recreational facilities in the community. What I'm doing today is an extension of Forward DuPage and making sure that areas that are accessible and available to families and to residents are easy and they can actually utilize them for their own well-being.
And again, you know, the idea of the school systems, you know, again, me using the example of, you know, my article, Let's Get Them Walking, where I was trying to get the school systems to change. Good luck to us sometimes with that. But the idea of getting, again, the earlier the better, these things and being included in the areas of education, and so that we don't hit a wall when we start getting sometimes a little bit older or we start dealing with some of these problems that are every day. And it's hard to beat, again, health and wellness. You can't turn on the TV for 2 minutes without seeing drug commercials or diet commercials.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But here's what's great, you know, about this little town that I live in. We have 6,000 year-round residents, and then because it's cold up north, we get an influx of another 7,000 to 10,000 people in the wintertime. And every day I'm outside, people are walking. They're walking Dr. Bob in the streets. They're up and down. They're on a path. They're out talking to their neighbors. That brings health and well-being,
yes,
both physically and mentally, to the people that are engaged here. And that's what creates real community.
Well, I tell you, and you could add another couple of words. You know, again, I call it the new medicine. And the new medicine is, number one, eat smarter. You don't have to get into what kind of diet. Just eat smarter. Number two is keep moving. Whatever you like to do, whether it's walking, playing pickleball, going to the gym, playing tennis, whatever it is, keep moving. And number three, very, very importantly, is add something that helps reduce stress. Whether you like meditation, whether you like rest and relaxation is a big time, the new science, quote unquote, and the fact that we pay attention, because again, there's so much pressure on everybody in so many different areas. Retirement's one of them.
You're exactly right. And people go into retirement not realizing how much time they may or may not have and how they're going to fill those hours of time. And so you're exactly right. You know, spending time on yourself, eating smarter, moving, and reducing stress, doing things that you're good at and you like to do, that really is the key to successful retirement that I've seen of people in my community.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes at the beginning of the year, many times I'll have as guests on the show mixed in individuals in different parts of the fitness industry and the gym industry. And in the beginning of the year, they talk about the New Year's resolutions, and we see all these new faces and all of these different things. And around, you know, the end of February, March or so, all of a sudden, everybody's gone. And that's why it's so important.
The gyms are empty, right? The gyms are full for 2 months, and then they're empty all over again.
You have to find something you enjoy. It's hard to beat walking. Again, whether you want to be a runner, you want to be a jogger, it's great. I've been very concerned about the challenge of pickleball. I wrote about it in 2021 when no one knew how to spell the word pickleball. I said, this sport is physical. And I was seeing a lot of seniors and super seniors, hey, I'm going to get involved in pickleball. You know, tremendous onslaught of all sorts of problems physically, my ankles, my feet, my knees, et cetera, where we were talking about the importance. Again, if people want to walk every day, make sure you're in the right shoe, something that makes sense and you're fitted properly. I'm throwing in a couple of pearls for you guys from the sports doctor, Ann.
I love it. I love it. You know, I learned how to play tennis when I moved to Florida, and we have an influx of pickleball players on the tennis court.
Oh, big time.
And you're absolutely right. It's a totally different sport than tennis, and the equipment hasn't advanced as quickly as other sports, and people have to be really careful and make sure that they have right shoes and right equipment.
I got his picture on the wall. He was 20 years old when I saw John McEnroe put orthotics in his shoes. Now, again, he's playing in the pickleball championships and whatever. He laughed at it. But there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of change in direction. And therefore, again, whether it's racquetball, tennis, again, or pickleball, even the idea of having the right traction. You know, where I was first exposed to it in the gym that I belonged to, pickleball was played on basketball courts where they would cut the court in half. So you were on a basketball floor. You had to be paying attention to having the right kind of traction. But now that you're jumping into the political world with all of these other, you know, things you'd like to add and whatever, I got to ask you, Ann, how your sports psychology skills are.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what?
How's those psychology skills, kid?
I was going to say, politics is not much different than building a coalition for health and wellness. You know, you've got people on both sides that have opinions about things. And what I've done my whole life is try to bring them together and find a compromise. And so that's what I'll be doing here in Lauderdale by the Sea if I'm lucky enough to get elected and be able to serve our community. It's bringing people together, making sure that we have the resources to maintain the community that we have, which is,
you got a big,
you know, beautiful
start. You know, you got a big start. You got the title of that town, you know?
Yep.
By the sea. It's hard to beat that, I would think.
Yes, it's a wonderful community, but if we don't take care of it and we don't work together, you know, it just disappears. So that's the most important thing, is transparency and taking care of the neighbors, the residences, and our small businesses, which are very unique and wonderful.
And again,
we say all the time, people come for the beach and they stay for the businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you have a gigantic influx of people. You know, it's interesting, when I first co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, as we watch the whole world of youth sports explode and expand, et cetera, so we have to do a follow-up called hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. We've got a whole new group of fans rooting for their grandkids, and sometimes being overzealous as the parents were, and adding to the whole mix of some of these different pressures that people feel. But again, one of the big bottom lines is, you know, 80 is the new 60, really 70 is the new 50. People want to be able to stay active. And they don't want to rely on medicines every time they turn around. And as you know, a big part of the sports doctor has always been the mixture of Eastern and Western medical ideas and cultures, holistic ideas that people could be able to include in what they're doing, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's yoga, whether it's massage therapy. again, in order to be able to stay healthy as best they can to participate in what you're talking about. I knew the time would fly by, and give us again the website people could find out about you and the campaign.
Marchetti, M-A-R-C-H-E-T-T-I, the number 4mayor.com. And again, Bob, I just want to congratulate you for keeping these conversations out there for all these years. We're lucky to have somebody like you with the wisdom and the experience. And let's get everybody moving and talking to each other and engaged in health and wellness.
Yes. Flattery will get you everywhere. Here, hold on, Ann. Hold on. With the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chicago. Again, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome back Tasha Hayes. She is the co-founder of Innovative Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, and she's a fashion and a fabric specialist. Hey, Tasha, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be on.
Give us some background on yourself, the whole world of fabric, you know, the world of support that you were able to get involved and you and Hurdle.
Absolutely. So I grew up around fibers. My father was in the cotton industry. And also, I went to design school, always had a passion for design. I worked for Tommy Hilfiger in fashion early in my career. And then I went to this exciting brand called Spanx, where I learned circular knitting and really how socks and hosiery are developed. And I'm currently not only the co-inventor and co-founder of Hurdle Apparel, but I'm a fashion executive at Venus, which is a fashion apparel brand that's been around for about 40 years.
You know, it's amazing. When I first had you on, we found out the incredible fun irony. My son is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, which is school uniforms with Tommy Hilfiger. And that you had worked with them early in your career, and that was why it was so exciting to put you guys together. Again, when you're talking about whether it's athletics, people who spend all day on their feet, sometimes socks are kind of taken for granted. But the idea that there could be really attention paid to the helpful biomechanics and/or support that could be incorporated into socks, specificity left and right, and the idea of a fabric technology. What do you think that brings to make Hurdle special?
Well, first of all, for years, socks have been made exactly the same way on circular knitting machines. No one has really kind of pushed the structure of socks forward. And what Hurdle Apparel, we have a patent-pending technology where we have an anti-gravity matrix inside the socks. The socks feel and wear exactly the same as traditional socks, except they offer more support. So they're not thick. They don't feel bumpy. They feel completely normal. Like,
yeah,
you don't
what's
even
that term you just used? You just used a term that described what the socks do. What did you say that?
They have a microgravity matrix.
Right. That term, again, to me, sports medicine, again, is slowing down excessive or sometimes aggravating type motions. The same philosophy when we're talking about shoe technology or orthotic technology, that a sock could be helpful in reducing some forces that can be problematic is interesting.
Exactly. I mean, the left and right sides, they're engineered specifically for your left and right feet and to take pressure off certain points. There's subtleties in the engineering of the microgravity matrix, which offers support in all the right places without adding any bulk or changing your gait or your stride.
Yeah, the idea, again, is especially if you're talking, and I know you guys are recommended by the lots of different groups, including the sports doctor. When you're talking about something that can be made, it's got to be comfortable or the person or the athlete won't wear it.
Right.
And the more aggressive or vigorous the sporting activity is, the more very, very idiosyncratic and specific athletes, both male and female, at different ages become. And if something's too bulky, it's ruled right out. Yet, the idea of support, sometimes which incorporated, you know, thicker types of fabrics, the fact that you can incorporate that with thinner fabrics is a big deal.
It is a big deal. That's why it's such a cool innovation. And, you know, your listeners can go on to hurdleapparel.com and read more about the sock. And we have some really cool videos and some, you know, visualizations of how the socks actually are structured on the inside to offer that support. And better than anything is to try them and touch them and really see how lightweight and comfortable they are.
And are you initiating some addition of dress socks compared to, or would you consider Hurdle as it is now to be athletic socks? No, not necessarily.
You know, they not necessarily. They really are for any occasion where you're going to be on your feet for an extended period of time. And that can be nurses, so your profession. It can be people who just love to walk. Actually, our founder came up with the idea because he loved to walk and he got an injury. We are popular, of course, with sports, with runners, golf, pickleball, you name it. So it's really a great sock for any and all occasions. We're coming out with trouser and boot socks in the April mid-year time frame, and we also have some new apparel items also coming out mid-year.
You know, again, and one of the reasons that Hurdle Apparel is one of the supporters of the sports doc. We really appreciate their support. The idea of the importance of foot health, the idea of foot function, has been a big deal on the sports doc. I don't know, give or take a few weeks, like 40-something years that we talked about the importance of the biomechanics and how the foot affects not only the feet themselves, the ankles, knees, low back, almost anything posturally that's a problem is foot-related in one regard or another. and the idea of people being educated in the importance of everything from the strengthening the feet and ankles, making sure you're in the right shoe for your particular foot mechanics. Again, whether you're a runner or a walker or a pickleball player, or it's your son or daughter, it's amazing. 40% of the population is not even fit properly. I probably should repeat that. It's astounding how many people aren't fit properly. And again, the idea of adding a sock that's a positive addition, I think is one of the things that I like about you guys at Hurdle U and your co-founder, Terry Matter.
Taylor Matter.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Taylor.
No problem.
What's the best site people could find out about everything with Hurdle? What's the best website, Tasha?
It's our website. It's hurdleapparel.com, and that's HURDLEAPPARELL.com. Hurdleapparel.com.
Yeah. And do you see a lot of additional use in the school uniform world with Hurdle socks?
We think it's perfect for the school uniform world. I think even kids that are, kids in sports, kids carrying around these terribly heavy backpacks, it really is good for any and all people on their feet, including kids and adults.
Yes, and you want something that looks good. This is why I would say to my son, Adam, all the time, I mean, you can't get a better fashion label than Tommy Hilfiger when it comes to, where years ago kids would hear the term school uniforms, they'd say, please,
Nightmare.
Yeah. Now the ads I do for these guys is I call it styling, the school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. So, I mean, the socks got to fit in with the scheme of things, right?
That's absolutely right. They got to fit in and be stylish and also, perform.
Well, I think that's a big addition. Again, besides the fashion side and these things that we're talking about, the idea, again, that the sock could be helpful for any boy or girl when we're talking about whatever their activity, that's a positive change and enhancing support of the foot structure is just good medicine.
Absolutely, that's right.
So that education, many times, just the idea, again, of the awareness of it, something we talk about all the time about whatever the topic is, awareness number one or education number two, that, hey, the sock you wear can be helpful. So many kids we see, whether they're playing youth sports or not, again, many times have foot, lower leg concerns, and they need to be educated. Their parents need to be educated. That's what podiatry and sports podiatry is all about.
That's right, and we really appreciate you being a supporter and helping us get the word out about the product and how it could help kids and adults.
Well, you studied fabric. Didn't you go to MIT?
I worked at a fiber and fabric institute at MIT. I did study fabric. I studied textiles, fibers, merchandising. But I was at MIT for about 4 years in their Advanced Fiber and Fabric Institute, where a lot of incredible technologies were happening, and we were partnering with different brands.
Well, the idea, Tasha, again, the idea, whether it's perspiration control, matter of fact, well, if I want you to send socks to my colleague, Noah's a 76-year-old world champion sprinter, and he runs without socks, but he wants to try your products. Whether it is the idea of perspiration control, blister control, odor control, all these factors are a big deal when it comes to socks, aren't they?
They are a huge deal. And, our socks are breathable. They are I guess you would say, prohibitive to blistering. We don't have any complaints about any of that. We've tested them. You know, we're known for injury prevention as well. So overall, you know.
I'm going to talk more about all of that. Yeah, great. I'm going to talk more about that, the support area, some of these other areas that are important to parents.
The proprietary
Hold on. We're going to be right back. Yeah, we're going to hold those thoughts. We're going to be right back, everybody. It is the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. We are back. Day before leap year, live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Sports Podiatrist, Dr. Bob Weil, talking with Tasha Hay. She is the co-founder of the innovative Hurdle Apparel, their high-tech socks. Right before the break, we were talking about fabrics and some of these things. If someone said to you, hey, Tasha, do you get arch support with Hurdle socks? What's your answer?
Yeah, you do get arch support. Absolutely.
Just checking. In that regard. But again, when you add that in a sock routinely, whether it's somebody, again, who has problems or whether it's children, you're looking to do whatever you can involving wearing the right shoes, I think it happens to be an excellent addition for their what they happen to be wearing. How important do you find, Tasha, left and right individually?
It's very important. You know, your left and right feet are two different structures. You know, the ball of your foot is in different places on your left versus your right. So you need different support in your left sock and in your right sock, and that was really critical to the engineering of our Hurdle socks.
Yeah, well, the idea,
and also in the heel.
Yes, but the idea of the importance that there is a difference, maybe not as dramatic as that left and right shoe, which you can recognize, you know, without a big deal. The fact that sock-wise, taking into account the differences between the left and right foot, I find is innovative.
It absolutely. I mean, you know, there are some socks on the market that, you know, say they have an L and an R, but we're the first sock on the market that actually has an internal structure that has a left and right matrix that's built specifically for your left right foot and your right foot.
Yeah, we thought it maybe was for Larry and Robert, so that when they for the innovators when they threw the letters of who they could be. And again, do you find that in the athletic community that more and more athletes are paying attention regardless of their level, that they could be, you know, again, I label you guys high tech because I think you are, but the fact that, that's an area that many athletes don't pay attention to. They wear what kind of what they always have, and they don't give much thought to it.
Yeah, listen, amateur runners, amateur golfers, professional and, you know, people like me who like to run in my local 5K are really responding to the benefits of the sock and what it offers. I mean, I think you can be an athlete at any level and incur the benefits from wearing hurdle socks.
Now, besides a thickness, the idea of shock absorption, many times heel motion is very related. And again, whether someone has high arch feet, their counterpart might have very, very flat feet. Foot mechanics has a lot to do with everything we're talking about. But in general, the idea of being able to reduce somewhat shock without bulk is, again, something else that Hurdle pays attention to, isn't it?
It is, and we have a proprietary blend of material that the matrix is actually made out of, and it has a specific durometer, and you know it's a high tech material that that absorbs the pressure. So this is all a part of what I call our, you know, our trade secrets and our secret sauce, and what makes the socks specifically and carefully engineered.
Yes. In parentheses, the secret part is the fact that, again, anything that pays attention to enhancing the mechanics, reducing straining forces, or enhancing, even if it's minimally shock absorption, is a big addition, regardless of whether it's in the shoes of the best athlete in the country or their grandparents or their grandchildren. So I think, again, you know, I go back to the three words I use on the sports docs all the time, which is awareness about what we're talking about, whatever it is, and education, leaning in the direction, again, about the topic per se, and positive changes. One of the reasons why we want to expose a lot of the areas to what Hurdle's doing, because it can make a big difference. Again, the first patient I see tomorrow is going to be a male worker. And one of her biggest complaints is that she's on her feet 100 hours a week. And these kinds
of things.
That's
right. My brother is a male worker, actually. So I hear that a lot from him. I hear about his needs on a regular basis.
Right. You got to get him to include podiatry big time. Again, in one regard or another, because, again, everything from the right shoe. And again, the idea, you know, we see so many heel problems. It is the number one problem, one of them, in whether it's sports podiatry, especially with these kids, all these soccer players with the cleats, all this heel inflammation. So many times, again, the idea of paying attention to some of these forces routinely, I think gives you guys a leg up in that regard. How have you found the some of the different communities that Hurdle is involved in, whether it's park districts, whether it's schools, et cetera? Where is some of your focus regarding your customers?
Well, right now, one of our focus areas is golfers. And, you know, what happens is that someone wears the socks, then they tell their friend about it, and their friend tells their friend, and these communities bubble up that are interested. And the most recent community is golfers, you know, people that have golf stores, golf chains, just individuals who are golfing who say, listen, I really need something that's more supportive than other product that I see on the market.
The fact that you're even adding the importance that the sock can contribute. Rotational forces that are, I've been putting orthotics in golf shoes for 100 years, some of the youngest, some of the best, and again, taking into account big time the shoe, not taking as much into account the fact that the socks can be very, very comfortable, but also can add to that level of these things that we were talking about before, whether it was shock absorption or whether it was control of forces that are a routine part of golf.
Right. You know, I think what I've learned is that people are worried that socks that offer support are going to be bulky and thick and change the fit of their shoe, whether it's an athletic shoe or a casual shoe or a work shoe. And when people try Hurdle, it doesn't change the fit of your shoe. And I think that's one of our key differentiators.
Oh, it's a big differentiator. You know, I can't tell you how that important that is in the world of orthotics, whether I'm putting them in figure skates or, again, in a racing shoe. It must fit. You need enough minimum bulk, let alone what I put in a dress shoe that a woman might be wearing. But, again,
right.
you're absolutely right that fitability is so important. When you told you should have checked my last week's show, the first physical therapist on the PGA Golf Tour. Now he's in the psychology world, but Paul Callaway was my first guest last week. We go back 25 years in the world of golf.
Wow.
Right. You'll contact him. But, you know, that philosophy, whether it's a weekend warrior person, again, who just wants to have a good time, or whether it's the best kid in the country, you want them to be able to take the science into effect. I knew the time would fly by with you. Tasha, give us again the website people could find out about the products.
It's hurdleapparel.com, HurdleApparel.com, hurdleapparel.com.
Great. Tasha Hayes, co-founder. Thanks so much. Fabric specialist. Hold on, Tasha. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and shows. I add a little bit of late, great Bob Guida. Sports training therapy wisdom. We answer a few emails. We have some great guests coming up. One of the leaders in youth sports, college sports, the whole world of youth sports, recruiting, et cetera, coaching. Walter Beatty will be returning next week. And then we're going to, Noel Payne is a host, a race walking podcast, race walker himself. One of my original national champions, Augie Hurt from the late 70s, race walker. So we're looking forward to Noel joining us. The following week, we're going to talk a little pickleball. Physical therapist Dr. Josh Mackey is going to talk all about aspects of injury prevention, strengthening, performance for the world of pickleball. Then Saul Blinkoff. The guy's a superstar motivational speaker. He comes out of the Walt Disney World of animation. He's also a colleague relative in the family. So Saul's got a tremendous keynote speaking program and podcast. So we'll tune you into that. Bob Guida, whether he was seeing Walter Payton or John McEnroe or grandma or your young athlete, would always include a one-foot balance test where he had that individual balance barefoot on one foot and then go into various slight, a little bit more aggressive squatting positions and watch for stability, balance, dash, instability. He might also include, especially for the athlete, with their particular shoe, their sports shoe on. And he would make a big deal out of the roll of the foot, the tremendous enhancement of control and stability Optimum Orthotics could provide, and the inclusion, regardless of that athlete's level, age, or ability, the areas of strengthening and the inclusion of balance exercises in whatever their sport was or their rehabilitation was, whether he was dealing with someone's post-injury, post-surgery, their knee, their hip, their back, or whether he was dealing with a superstar or your young 12-year-old son or daughter, and talking about the importance of that balance and stability, the role of the foot, and where shoe change, shoe use, strengthening exercise, or orthotics might help. Got some email there. Todd talking about that. He says, I'm a soccer coach of 12-year-olds, boys and girls. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. These kids are ready. At 12, 13 years old, they're pretty serious. Some of them are playing club that I coach. You talk a lot about the two exercises. Let me go right back to it. Again, strengthening the feet and ankles, Todd, and including balance exercises. Things as simple as standing on one foot, the use of tilt boards, the great piece of equipment called the Sand Dune Stepper. Check that out on Instagram. Fantastic. It simulates the imbalance of being on the beach, working the whole foot, all sorts of apparatus to work on balance. Easy rubber band programs, which I love, to strengthen the foot and ankle. And to include it, not exclusively, but include it. More running and jumping sometimes is too much. These kids already are running and jumping all day. So you want to be able to include and explain to their parents and or their other coaches the importance of coming up with a program to include those two specifics. Strengthen those feet and ankles and work on balance and enhance balance exercises. Oh, by the way, this is as good for you or your parents as it is for your young athletes. Everything from super senior fall prevention to all sorts of rehabilitation. These things are very, very important, and we want them routinely added to any sports program, especially youth sports program. Cheryl says, my 11-year-old son, he's been playing soccer, speaking about the soccer just before, for a couple of years. His heels have bothered him on and off the whole time. You know, Cheryl, heel problems, especially in youngsters his son's age, is one of the main reasons I see them. Is a large growth center in the back bottom of the heel, and it doesn't solidify to the whole heel bone till about 15 years old in boys, maybe 13 and a half or so in girls, and it is susceptible to stress. Any running, jumping activity. Soccer is special because they add cleats very, very early. We had 9, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds that got cleats right over that growth center, as well as the growth center under the ball of the foot. So number one, get your son out of those cleats. Get him into a multi-nub, spreading the pressure much more evenly. Get him in to see podiatry, sports podiatry. I have had great success with the most chronic of these problems, and they tend to be chronic. It's not like it's swollen. It's hard to put an incident to it. It just hurts. It comes and goes. Great success with proper orthotics to solve the problem if the problem is persistent. Besides, again, picking out the right shoe. Soccer shoes are famous for not a lot of support. Whether your son has high arches, whether he's flat-footed, all has a lot to do with the persistent stress Might have been aggravated by just too much running and jumping. Then the foot mechanics. Commonly, that excessive flat foot contributes to the recurrence of this or its consistency. Again, Dr. Weil, it's the third season already that her heels hurt. And again, no one's paid attention to the mechanics. So pay attention to the mechanics. Get out of cleats right away and include some padding. See podiatry. You know, I talked, Tom wanted to know about what we had mentioned over numerous shows that I was calling the new medicine. And I was calling it the new medicine, quote unquote, which was number one, eat smarter at all ages. Number two, keep moving. And number three, include rest and recovery or stress reduction. Eat smarter. No one has a problem with that. We're not pushing a diet. We're not talking about any kind of particular nutrition system. Whether you want to include a nutritionist or an individual that is a dietitian, which makes big sense for their input, or you just want to pay attention to more fruits and vegetables, less of a portion, these kinds of educational things, do it. Eat smarter. Number two, keep moving, regardless of your age, whether it's competitive sports as a younger individual or even in the high school, college level, or it's a senior or super senior who's on a walking program, is loving pickleball, whether you want to go to the gym, whether you enjoy playing tennis, whatever it happens to be, include something that's got some strengthening involved, some balance, some health and wellness involved. Again, if you don't find something you enjoy, I'm a big walking fan, ran for years, kind of cooled it as I got older. And we find that walking, there's not a person who walks 4 or 5 days a week that's heavy almost. It's a great way to keep weight under control. It's a great mental weapon to keep stress under control. The whole family can do it. You know, I wrote an article in 2008, can't believe it's all that time ago, called Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted walking included in elementary school in the curriculum or junior high school or high school. I wanted, whether it was walking indoors, depending where the school was, walking the stairs, walking outside, including walking as a routine part of early education. It was a tough sell. There were so many rules. I'm still, maybe I got to write another couple of articles. The idea, again, being walking is a great activity. But there's a lot of great activities that people can do later on. Again, some strength training makes sense almost at any age. You want to be educated. You want to know proper technique, whether you're doing stretching exercises, whether you are including yoga, whether you are including dance, whether you're including, again, circuit training was one of the late, great Bob Guida's favorite exercise protocols, where you would be doing different parts of the body and continue to move, go from leg exercises to arm exercises to core exercises, and giving your heart and body an aerobic effect, which was totally different than what most weightlifting had to provide. So again, you want to be able to find something you enjoy doing, and it's great to get the family involved in something like walking. There are much, much fewer injuries in those regards. So the moving part is up to you or members of your family and or team. Find something you enjoy. Try to stick with it. When you enjoy it, you almost always will stick with it. There's a big mental component to exercise. One of the contributors to my book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, frequent guest, Dr. Denise McDermott, is an adult and child holistic psychiatrist, and her chapter was called Exercise Mind Medicine for Young Athletes. I'm paraphrasing, but she was talking about how important it was for young developing minds, all minds, to include exercise. She had a popular, she said, it's hard to be pissed off or aggravated when you're exercising. It's true. But you got to find something you enjoy enough that you stick with it. It won't have to be a goal necessarily or a hassle. You'll do it because you enjoy including it. So this is something you want to pay attention. again, reducing stress, rest, and recovery is very, very important. The new science, quote unquote. My figure skaters decades ago used to talk about visualization. The late, great Dr. Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, when he participated in Eric Soderholm's great baseball camps in the 80s, early 80s, he'd have my son, who was 10 years old, 11 years old at the time, lying in a dark room with their eyes closed, and they were talking about hitting a home run, circling the bases, feeling great about it, that whole mental side of things. Today, it's interesting on the sports doctor, everybody, no matter where my guest is from, international, national, local, whatever their vocation or topic, mental health is a big deal. It was brought to our attention in a tremendous way by the Simone Biles, Summer Olympics, Michael Phelps, great Olympic champion, paying attention to rest and recovery, reducing stress. The new medicine, everybody, eat smarter, keep moving, reduce stress. Happy leap year. See you next week, everybody. Thank you. Sports Doctor.